Chester. What's your name?
Fred Flintstone.
You a freshman?
I think so.
A freshman doesn't think, mister. And your name isn't Flintstone. It's Mr. Simple Soul. Got that?
Mr. Simple Soul?
I'm an upperclassman.
Yes, sir.
From now on, Mr. Simple Soul, carry a light, the time, and any upperclassman's books, and bow in the presence of an upperclassman.
Yes, sir.
What are you?
A certified public accountant major, sir.
No, you're not. Now, repeat after me. I, sir, am a wiggly worm, sir.
A wiggly worm, sir.
A wiggly worm, sir.
A wiggly worm, sir.
Is the lowest lump of whale blubber.
Lowest lump of whale.
In the ocean depths.
In the ocean depths.
And nothing is lower than a freshman at Princeton U.
Freshman at Princeton U.
Sir, and don't forget it.
Sir, and don't forget it. Cat. That's 4 points for me.
All right. I'll just take your cat and add A-C-L-Y-S-M.
C-A-T-H-C. Cataclys? What kind of made-up word is that?
Cataclysm. A great disaster. That gives me 79 points.
That gives you a total of
263. I win, and I better get back on my newspaper route.
Just a minute, little wise guy. I just put my last three letters here. Zarf. That gives me 12 points.
Zarf?
Now, don't tell me you never heard of the word zarf.
What does it mean?
Well, don't come up in conversation too often. Let's see. I zarf, you zarf, he zarf.
I never heard of it.
Boy, Arnold, if there's anything I can't stand, it's a sore winner. Cancel my newspaper subscription.
Okay. You owe me $8.76.
Look, Arnold. How's about a game of Russian roulette?
Boy, this is hot work. I'm gonna scram.
Did the paperboy clobber you again?
That kid has no character. I wouldn't be surprised if he used loaded tiddlies.
I thought this week it was Scrabble.
It was, but he kept making up words like esoteric and polopony.
Polopony?
Yeah, P-O-L-O-P-O-N-Y, polopony.
That's polo pony.
Well, whatever it is, he made me look like a horse's neck. And on top of that, he wouldn't allow my word, zarf.
Zarf?
I bet it's in the dictionary. It's a lot of words you never heard of in the dictionary. I'll get it and show you.
Okay, I'll glance at the paper. Find the dictionary, Fred?
No, my old high school annual. Remember her? Gina Loader Bricks. Boy, was she built at every brick in place.
She used to get low marks.
Yeah, 35, 25, and 35. Here's a prediction. Gina will go to Holly Rock and become a great movie actress.
I've seen her last three pictures, and I don't think she's a great actress.
It's too late now. She's already a star. Let's see who this is.
Let me see, Fred. Frederick Twinkle Toes Flintstone. Our handsome football hero will be one of the all-time great college-certified public accounting stars. Fred, what happened?
I lost a little hair.
But Fred...
Oh, don't but Fred me. You think I'm happy the way I turned out? You think I like having a future you can write on a piece of confetti? Admit it, Wilma, I'm a big fat failure.
You have been putting on a little weight.
Oh, Fred Flintstone, what happened to your dreams?
What did happen to your dreams, Fred? What kept you from going to college?
Only one little thing. I never got out of high school.
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because I was young and strong and stupid. I wanted fame. So instead of studying, I went out for football. Soon I was the outstanding player of the class of 41. 42, 43, 44, and 45.
Why didn't you graduate with your class?
Well, I was out standing in the hall when they were graduating. I got muscle bound from football. Now look at me. Outsmarted by a 10-year-old boy.
Arnold's only 8.
He couldn't get that sneaky in 8 years. What's this? Hey, listen. Is your career on the rocks? Are you a big fat failure? Night school wants you. Princeton University throws wide its doors to over 400 big fat failures each year. Enroll this semester at Princeton University. Earn big money. Have people point at you and whisper the magic words, P.U. Wilma, I'll do it. I'll enroll.
How does it feel being married to a schoolboy?
Oh, Fred doesn't start until this evening. He was up all last night studying the different courses. Creative psychology, applied folk singing, abstract cave painting, you know.
Aren't you jealous of all those young co-eds he'll be sitting next to?
No, Fred'll be too busy studying figures, etc.
That's what he'll be studying, all right. And those etc's look great in sweaters.
Fred, interested in some skinny young thing in a sweater? Oh. On the other hand, that's how I got him. Betty, do you still have that knit leopard skin with the plunging neckline?
So you're going to college, eh, Freddy boy? I'm proud of you. It takes a smart man to know when he's stupid.
Yeah, well, a little self-improvement wouldn't hurt you any, Rubble.
Hey, did you tell the boss you're going to night school?
No, but he'll see the change in me. Wilma!
Why, hello, darling. I didn't hear you come in.
You aren't burning the stegosaurus again, are you? I like my stegosaurus rare.
That smell happens to be perfume.
Yeah, nice. Sure clears the sinuses.
Boy.
Oh, Wilma, did you put my name on all my school books?
No, I put an X on them so you could read it.
An X on it so you can read it.
Very droll.
And what about those ever-loving co-eds sitting next to you in the tight sweaters?
Are you out of your Stone Age mind? Who's interested in teenagers except other teenagers? I'm only going to night school to get the college degree I missed playing football in high school.
I'm sorry. You're right. Imagine some pretty young thing being interested in you.
Me, world's oldest teenager.
Hey, mister, what's your name?
Fred Flintstone.
You a freshman?
I think so.
A freshman doesn't think, mister. And your name isn't Flintstone, it's Mr. Simple Soul. Got that?
Mr. Simple Soul?
I'm an upperclassman.
Yes, sir.
From now on, Mr. Simple Soul, carry a light, the time, and any upperclassman's books, and bow in the presence of an upperclassman.
Yes, sir.
What are you?
A certified public accountant major, sir.
No, you're not. Now, repeat after me. I, sir, am a wiggly worm, sir.
A wiggly worm, sir.
A wiggly worm, sir.
A wiggly worm, sir.
Is the lowest lump of whale blubber.
Lowest lump of whale.
In the ocean depths.
In the ocean depths.
And nothing is lower than a freshman at Princeton U.
Freshman at Princeton U.
Sir, and don't forget it.
Sir, and don't forget it.
Fred, old chum, I've got to hand it to you. You're the only guy I know who can work all day, go to school at night, and still get up fresh as a daisy. Fred!
What's that? What?
When are you going to tell your boss that you're improving?
I won't have to tell him. He'll notice the change in me. Interest equals principal rate times. Find the interest for 60 days at 6%. Move the decimal over two places.
Winston!
Aye, sir, and a wiggly worm, sir. A wiggly worm, sir, is lower than...
Right. A simple apology is enough.
Thank you, sir.
Winston, I've noticed a change in you.
I've been changing, Mr. Slate.
Yeah, that babbling in your sleep. Those poached eyes. Have you been drinking?
No, sir.
Well, you're either looped or pooped. Winston? Flintstone!
Oh, Fred, I ran into Mrs. Slate, and she said there's someone your boss has his eye on.
Yeah, all for him.
She said he was thinking of this someone, a college man for promotion.
Yeah.
Do you suppose it's you?
Nope.
Why not?
He already promoted the guy, right over my head.
No. What's his name?
Schuyler Van Slate.
But isn't that Mr. Slate's nephew?
Yeah. He bumped into his uncle in the quarry one day, and his uncle took an instant liking to him.
I wouldn't be discouraged, Fred.
Well, it's okay, Wilma. I got control of myself. Slate ain't gonna upset me. It's like them upperclassmen down at night school. Soon as you let them get you mad, you destroy yourself. I'll just act like nothing happened. Keep going to school, improve myself, and rise above it. How could he do this to me? How?
And so we see we can use the formula R equals I over PT, or T equals I over PR. Flintstone.
I'm sorry, Mr. Slate. I didn't hear the whistle.
My name is Silsby, and I'm afraid you'll have to stay after night school again, Flintstone. And take off that beanie.
So I figure Slate promoted his nephew because he's a college graduate. As soon as he finds out I'm going to college, I'll probably be right up there on the board of directors.
How you figure he'll find out?
Why, I'll walk right into his office and say it right to his face. And so, Mr. Slate, with my degree in accounting, I could be a great help in the front office. Oh, boy. There's only some way I could let him find out that I'm going to college.
Mister! You, mister!
Sir?
Flintstone. Does that beanie say Princestone? Why, Flintstone, you're a chip off the old blocking back. I played for Princestone, you know. Give me the old P.U. shake. Hullabalee, hullabaloo, hullagara for the white and blue. You for me and me for you, we'll stick together for Princestone, you. So you're Princestone. Well, a boy who's a Princestone man can't be all bad. What position are you interested in?
Well, I'd be happy to start as a second vice president.
I don't mean that kind of position. I mean, are you going out for the line or the backfield?
Football?
Certainly. You're a little bandy-legged and stumpy, but so was old Red Granite. Ever play the game before?
Just in the backfield at high school for 6 or 7 years, but...
Say no more. You'll have no trouble. A few phone calls and everything will be fixed. And say, Flintstone, you look a little peaked. Take the rest of the afternoon off. Get in shape. And when you hit that line, hit it hard.
Rockwell Quartz, director of sports speaking. Football builds men.
Hello, Rock. This is Seymour Slate of the Alumni Association.
Who?
Seymour Slate. Princestone, 27. Right end. Remember me?
Oh, yeah. Butterfinger Slate. Listen, you tell the Alumni Association, I'm sorry about last Saturday's game. With a couple of breaks, we could have won them.
That's what I want to talk to you about. You've got real talent right under your nose. Ever hear of Fred Flintstone?
What's his specialty?
Running. His nickname was Twinkle Toes.
What are his measurements?
Starting from the bottom up, about 55, 45, and 35.
Shaped like a bullet, huh? Where do I find his tiger?
In accounting class.
Okay, Slate. I'll get him out for the team. Hey, mister. Ever play football? You can talk, can't you? Let me hear you say something. What's your name?
Mr. Simple Soul.
Same. I'm not an upperclassman. Are you Twinkle Toes Flintstone?
Yes, sir, but I don't play football anymore. I'm here to study.
Can it? Be at practice tomorrow.
But, sir, I lost out on a high school education because I went out for football.
Mister, did you drop my books?
Sir, I...
Be silent when you talk to me, freshman. Pick up my books, all six of them.
Yes, sir. One, two, three. First, can I ask the coach something?
Go ahead.
Will I get to play with the upperclassmen, sir?
Yeah, you can rock 'em and sock 'em.
What time tomorrow do you want me?
Glad to have you on a team, Flintstone. And now I'd like you to meet some of the school chums you're gonna be playing with. Boys, I'd like you to meet Princeton's new quarterback, Twinkle Toes Flintstone. Twinkle Toes, meet Rotto Krigerski, Bat Mastodon, and King Kong Quagmire.
Howdy, chums.
Pleased to meet you. And this is Sammy Bog. Sammy's our best passer.
Poor Fred. He's got to work all day, practice football all evening, and study till morning. And on top of memorizing the signals, he's got to keep all those accounting problems in his head.
Yeah, and he's got such a small head.
I don't know what'll happen. He's really torn.
Hold it. What did I tell you to do on this play?
When the ball is snapped, I charge into the backfield. I grab a handful of backfield men, and I toss them off one by one till I get to the one with the ball.
And
I keep him.
Right. But look, Flintstone doesn't have the ball.
Well, he was gonna pass it, and you said, if you see he's trying to pass, make him eat the ball.
So? Good boy. I thought you forgot.
Hey, Bristol! Bristol! Hey, Bristol!
What are you shouting for, you idiot? The game hasn't started yet.
Why wait till the last minute? Dig those students from Shale. Look at those shoulders. Them legs.
Where? All I see are the girl cheerleaders.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Scoot-a-ba-doo-ba-dee-ba-doo.
Poor Fred. I'll bet he's nervous.
Now, this next play is number 28 with running options 12 or 13.
Option 12 or 13 are 3% interest.
Number 8 carries.
Carries.
The guards open a hole in the line.
Divide by two.
Flintstone! Are you listening?
Yeah, coach. The answer is 109 net profit after taxes.
Good afternoon, football fans. This is Bill Stone bringing you the game Flintstone versus its arch rival, Shale. And here come our Princeton boys out on the field now. Real champs, every one of them. Look at that hustle. Look at that spirit. Oh,
that's the visiting team.
Here comes our gang. And there's the touchdown twins, Brick Hunkley and Hunk Brickley. Leading the Princeton Tigers today is Fred Twinkletoes Flintstone. Fred's a tremendous fellow, nearly 5 feet tall. He's strong, too. You can see the muscles bulging out from under his helmet. And there's the Stone takes the ball on his own 2-yard line. He's at the 10, the 20. Uh-oh, he's hit hard. A nice tackle by Hump Brickley, Shale End, assisted by numbers 22, 18, 44, 57, and 86. Let's see what record book says about Brickley. He wears size 31E bedroom slippers, likes Rocky Road ice cream, and leads the Poison Ivy League in razor blade commercials. That's a long pass to Flintstone. He's on Shale's 40-yard line. The 30, the 20, the 10. He's over. He's over. Flintstone scores for Princeton. The kick is good, and that's the end of the quarter with Princeton leading 7-0.
Poor Fred. He's been playing so rough with those boys, I hope he's not overdoing it.
Oh, don't worry about Twinkle Toes, Wilma. Here he comes for the second quarter.
Teams are lined up, folks. There's the kick. Shale quarterback, Holly Olympic, returns the ball. What speed, what deception. The Princeton players can't touch him. Wow, folks, what a tackle. Flintstone came out of nowhere to drop Olympic with a toe-tip trip. I had been watching, I'd have sworn he was lying there all the time. Man, I can't see a thing through these glasses anyway. The score's 19-13, folks, and with 2 minutes left to play, it looks bad for Princeton. It's fourth down for Shale on their own 20-yard line. The ball is snapped. Olympic is fading back to throw a pass. It's a beauty! Flintstone intercepts on his own 30-yard line and is stopped on the 50 by the Shale team. Fourth down, 40 yards to go. And with 20 seconds left in the game, Flintstone's calling the signals.
16, carry 3 to balance sheet. 49, a double entry, minus 20 for trial audit.
Hey, look at that. Fred must be calling some new kind of signals.
14,000 decimal 12, minus original capitalization of 5,006%.
Why are all the players standing around so mixed up?
Less depreciation at 4% per annum. Right?
With 10 seconds to play, Flintstone makes a last desperate touchdown attempt. His deceptive signal calling has momentarily confused the Shale defense. Flintstone is approaching the goal line. Will he make it?
He made it. Hey, Mr. Slate, old Twinkle Toes tied the score.
Yes, but we need the extra point to win.
The crowd is hushed as Princeton goes into the final huddle.
How's about trying to bunt the run in? Bunt, that's baseball. Yeah, but I bet it'd take them by surprise.
How about trying a field goal?
Can you kick one?
I never tried.
Look, it's easy. I'll hold the ball for you. And when I nod my head, you kick it between the goalposts. Got it?
You hold the ball, and then when you nod your head, I kick it between the goalposts. Got it?
Princeton is in kick formation. The ball is snapped. Flintstone holds for Hammerslag. Hammerslag races toward the ball, and it's a beautiful kick. Flintstone is going up, up, and over the goalpost. There's the signal gun ending the game, and Princeton wins 20-19.
Yay, Flintstone! Yay, Flintstone! Flintstone!
Good boy, Flintstone. I told you I appreciate a man with spunk. You're in line for a bigger job, worthy of your talents.
Fred, did you hear that?
A promotion? You mean I'm finally getting out of the hole?
No. You can keep your regular job. After 12 years, you're finally getting the hang of it. I like the way you went to bat for the football team. So, I'm forming the Gravel Pit Packers, a professional football team. And you're gonna be my quarterback. Only this time you won't have to play with schoolboys. This time you'll be playing with men. Mrs. Flintstone, where are you going?
Get yourself a new quarterback, Mr. Slate. I'm putting Twinkle Toes to bed.